Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the award-winning Probably True. Please be aware that this podcast may contain strong language and adult themes. It would be boring otherwise.
It's Pride season! Dust off your rainbow flag, crash starve yourself into those hot pants and order a metric fuck ton of glitter off of Amazon. I remember my first Pride. Well, actually, no, I don't. Not really. It all gets a bit blurry. I checked with some friends of mine and I'm told I had a great time, which is nice. All I really remember from those early prides is drinking far too much, thinking everyone was a lot hotter than me, and then hating being constantly surrounded by people. And that's not counting the lesbians with whistles. Why are lesbians and whistles such a thing every year? I like my space. I don't get people who actually enjoy festivals. Something like Glastonbury sounds like my idea of hell. A week stuck in a ditch with thousands of people who are so off their tits they're trying to lick their own eyeballs, and then spending £20 each time I want to eat a crap cheeseburger. That's not my idea of a good time. Anyway, yeah, I've honed my general pattern for Pride Day to something of a fine art. It tends to involve getting smashed on cheap booze around midday and watching the parade, while playing a game of spot the guys I've already shagged as they march past. It's a game that's pretty much a weird mashup of Guess Who and the conveyor belt bit from the Generation game. Actually, no, it's more like reverse Tinder. Rather than saying, yes, I am attracted to that person, or no, I'm not, it's, yes, I have slept with that person, or no, I haven't. And there's also the added fun of a category for, maybe we did? He definitely looks familiar. So yeah, I get horribly smashed drinking in the day. I spend half an hour pushing through crowds in Soho before realising that I'm too old and too drunk for that kind of crap. And then I head home for a nap at about 3 o'clock. Then I sleep till the next morning and just generally get on with things. And every year in the run-up to Pride, there's the inevitable brilliant argument about if X should be allowed, like the S&M pups might scare the children or a military flyby might give the wrong message. My favourite was the year when there was a big hoo-ha about whether or not gay UKIP supporters should be allowed to march. I was all for that one, to be honest. To my mind, if you can complete the sentence, I'm LGBT and, then you can march. Admittedly, if you want to walk down the street proclaiming, I'm LGBT and I vote UKIP, then lots of people are going to assume that you're a xenophobic, self-loathing fuck puppet. And if that doesn't make you think twice, then go for it. Shine on, you fucking mental diamond. That was the point of the original Pride Rally, after all. And if you don't know the history of the gay liberation movement, or the names Marsha P. Johnson, Brenda Howard and Stormae Devine, or what happened during the Christopher Street Revolution, then you need to go do a Google and educate yourself. It's totally worth it, I promise. It involves gay and trans people, some of them in drag, forming a chorus line and chasing the riot police down the street while high-kicking and singing. Honestly, that's a real thing that actually happened. We call Pride Gay Christmas, which is fun, although a couple of years ago the Pope used his actual Christmas message to denounce homosexuality as a threat to all of humanity. Awkward! Anyway, enough of the silly man in a dress who's lost his grip on reality and has no idea what's going on around him. I'm talking about Pride, which is more about people in drag drinking so much that... oh. Anyway. I remember one year I managed to celebrate Pride all day and keep going late into the night, at which point I decided I couldn't be bothered going home, so in my drunken state I managed to find someone who lived nearby on Grindr who was willing to let me stay over in their flat. I must have looked a state, but it didn't seem to put him off. He was a ballet dancer and he was really sweet and caring and interesting. I thought at the time he looked familiar, but I was too drunk to really pay much attention. The next morning, when I'd sobered up enough to thank him for his hospitality, in fact, I was right in the middle of giving him a good thanking, it clicked. His face reminded me a lot of my old art teacher, who I'd hated and who was definitely not someone I wanted to think about during sex. That didn't matter for very long, though, because just as I was realising that, I also realised that all of this vigorous moving about wasn't as enjoyable for my stomach as it was for other body parts. I didn't actually throw up on his face, but I definitely got it on the pillow next to his head. And still being a bit drunk and not knowing the layout of his flat, I just panicked and stuck my head out of the window and rained bits of carrot all over Old Compton Street. Nothing says pride like staggering home the next morning, still covered in glitter, and having to get off the bus to be sick in a bin. Twice. One of my favourite things to do around this time of year is listen out for the "I don't see the point in pride, we already have gay marriage" statements. Those are my favourites. As if that's it, and we can all just pack up and get on with our lives now, because everything's sorted out. Oh, and also, just like clockwork, as pride season comes around, so do all of those idiots crying oppression because there's no straight pride day. Because there's gay pride, and that's equal rights, right? That's what you want. Equal rights. If things were equal, we wouldn't need gay pride. The LGBT rights movement came about not because we were celebrating, but because we were fighting for the right to exist. As a species, we walked on the moon before we dared think that being queer wasn't unnatural or against God. We imprisoned, beat, and killed people for something that they did not choose and should not have to hide. In Chechnya, Syria, Iran, Iraq, Nigeria, Saudi Arabia, and more, to this day, being gay is punishable by death. And I'm not even going to list the countries where it's only imprisonment and torture. A couple of years ago in Uganda, the government passed a law condemning LGBT people to death. And the newspapers printed pictures of the known homosexuals with the headline, "Kill the Gays." And that same year, under the threat of a violent and state-sanctioned death, people in Uganda held their first gay pride parade. For me, that's what pride is. It's a big, sparkly fuck you to anyone who thinks that it's acceptable to kill someone just for falling in love. The big, silly pride parades in countries that are lucky enough to be able to hold them aren't just about celebrating equality there. They're about celebrating the progress of how far we've come while still remembering about how much further there still is to go. Every year, I hear people say, "Oh, I'm not going, it's too corporate." And yeah, I can see your point, but that's because holding something like pride costs. It's not free. You know, arranging acts, advertising, closing roads, police and ambulances and emergency services to cope with all the issues that come up during the day, and then all the cleaning up and stuff afterwards isn't free. And, you know, people say, "Oh yeah, but the government should pay for all of that." And yeah, they should. But since they're a bit busy at the moment not paying for school dinners so they can build another nuclear submarine or whatever, that's not going to happen, is it? And so it falls to local gay businesses who, it turns out, don't make enough of a profit to pay for an annual concert with top name acts and could just about manage to buy a pair of hot pants for one of the boys to dance around in. And then it becomes a free-for-all where any business that wants to be involved can be as long as they pay a fee, and suddenly it's banks and supermarkets and people that do make a lot of money happily waving pride flags. Besides, I think if you're standing there in your Primark clothes, holding a Starbucks and thinking about going for a Nando's later, you can pretty much shush before people in glass houses start getting letters from the neighbourhood watch. And you know, maybe you do make your own clothes and grow all your own organic vegetables and cut your own hair and all that kind of thing. But odds are good you won't be at London Pride. You might be at Brighton Pride though, thinking about it. Anyway, so while we march and dance and drink and kiss boys in the street, we do it as a beacon for those who, for now, must live in fear. It's a symbol of the progress and a hope for the future for everyone. Essentially, in the middle of all that noise and glitter, we're saying, "We're here. We're queer. You're not alone." Happy Pride, everyone.
This was Probably True, the award-winning storytelling series written and produced by me, the award-winning Scott Flashheart. If you liked what you've heard, you could share it with your friends, leave a positive iTunes review, and sign up at probablytruepodcast.com. If you didn't like it, you can find me on Twitter as UnlikelyLad. Come at me, bro.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.